Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
This summer, don't squeeze in, spread out. Find homes big enough for your whole guest list on Vrbo. That's vacation rentals done right. Book your stay now.
Suffering from dry, tired, irritated eyes? Don't let dry eyes win. Use Systane Pro. It hydrates, restores, and protects dry eyes for up to 12 hours. Systane Pro, triple action dry eye relief.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ort.
I'm Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz is here on our Monday edition of Into the Winklerverse, where we take a national perspective at the sports stories that are affecting you across the country.
Which would be great to know what those stories are that are affecting all of you. Hello, everybody. I hit buttons here.
There are weeks that I have a Google Doc called Carlos Podcast.
You've never sent that to me.
No, it's just notes for myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says Carlos Rundown. It's actually completely blank.
Oh, we could put Steve Ballmer there and talk about him for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so here are the national stories making headlines here on this Monday morning. Apparently, Steve Ballmer is innocent.
Bullshit. But yeah, that's supposedly what came down.
Or they've done a good enough job of covering up his paper trails. This is another case of a sports league favoritizing L.A. and not punishing them for their gambling addictions or for their illegal arbiter tree fund endorsement with Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
So the important thing about this is Kawhi will be a Raptor. They can put the trade through.
Mm-hmm.
Sources, NBA has no evidence Ballmer funneled money to Leonard via sponsors. So there's this thing called a shell company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what happened here.
Oh, yeah.
So all parties are guilty, but they've done enough to not have evidence stacked up against them.
There's a lot. There's degrees of separation that you can't, like, it's hard to, like, directly link Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard.
There's an interesting like chart is the more rich you are, the more you think you can get away with. And you can, because the more rich you are, the less likely it is that the SEC or the FBI or the CIA gives a shit about anything you're doing.
Like Shohei Ohtani.
Even if you're blatantly making money off of the people's office, you just hire your attorney as your attorney general and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it goes away.
And if anything ever, just blame someone else. I don't know if Vandal must have scraped the bottom of the pool for the first time in recorded history. There's someone vandalizing pool bottoms.
Immigrants.
Anyway, so that's a big story. You also have a new Heisman platform, which is going to allow fans to vote on the Heisman.
Yeah, that's silly. If Zach Gelb is not ranting about that on whatever platform he is in the next, like,
because Gelb's hours, a Heisman voter. I don't know. Voter.
He needs to be slamming this immediately. Like, I expect to hear him on this.
Well, is this a real thing, or is it like
Is it going to be that, like the all-star vote where the fans have a say, but it's like 10%
so the fans, fans have a say in some of this voting, but typically it's like 25%. I'll tell you one thing they do in the Super Bowl, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the Super Bowl, they advertise on TV, vote for who you think should be the MVP. And so people at home think they're voting for the MVP of the Super Bowl, and they're actually not. They're just voting and giving their data to Fox Sports.
For marketing purposes.
But people think they're actually getting a vote for the Super Bowl MVP. I don't think that that's what happens.
No, so I don't.
Is this the same way, or is this a legitimate? You get one. All the fans get one vote.
I don't know. What's the difference of doing a Heisman vote versus doing a vote for who do you think should win Love Island USA? I mean, all we are just numbers. We are data waiting to be compiled on various spreadsheets, so we can have the appropriate things thrusted upon us, so we could buy them. You know, who, if you're not in a company's demographic, you know, they're not going to waste their time trying to get you to buy their shit. You know, they need information on what you like so you can buy more stuff of what you like and that they happen to have. If they don't have what you like, then they're not for you. It won't take your money some other place. But yeah, we're just willingly given data. I don't think these votes would actually count for anything, but it is annoying to actually have another thing to quote unquote vote on.
Well, so there's a lot of things in sports that just aren't for me.
Maybe sports aren't for me.
The Kentucky Derby is one of them. I would not ever turn down the chance to go to the Kentucky Derby.
I would never support Kentucky or Belmont or any of the horse racing. I think that shit is barbaric, but I would definitely go with a ostrich hat and fur suit. No problem.
I was just reading that there was an old movie where, because I always say the horses don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They're just running.
But there was an old movie, I was just reading about this, where they started to realize that the horses were picking up on cut and action. And the horses would like play it up when they thought they were being recorded.
Oh, that's funny.
So then the directors had to be like, it is time to go now. Or we have started the recording process. Just to not say action, which the horses got into.
And get riled up, yeah. Listen, animals are smart, man. Let's not act like we're the only sentient beings here. Like, yes, we are. I hate to say this because it's going to get mocked. We are the highest life form here on this planet. But are we?
Well, maybe we're not. Maybe it's trees. Maybe it's, something else. We, in my lifetime, in our lifetime, I do think, and maybe there's already, but I think we'll be able to talk to animals. Like Dr. Doolittle, where your dog's all of a sudden like, what's up, fat boy?
or that episode where where Homer ate the chili pepper and like went into a dream world. And then he's just like, fine, you're soulmate, Homer. Wait, what? Woof, damn straight.
Yeah. So I don't think that is what's going to happen, but I think we'll be able to pick up their sound waves and then echo sound waves back. Now, I think animals, all they really say is, I'm over here. I'm over here. Or let's fuck. Let's fuck.
Or food, food, food.
Or hungry, hungry.
Yes.
Or in trouble, in trouble. But then I think that we'll be easily able to, like every, you'll just like Shazam a monkey going, ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Yeah, like my dog is not going to sit here and talk about, Jeremiah loves, ankle sprain.
No, and then the Shazam will be like, monkey threatening to kill all you love.
Planet of the Apes real.
Yeah.
If you're like me, you're the kid who savored every last drop of sugary milk at the bottom of your cereal bowl while watching Saturday morning cartoons. Kachava's new flavor, Cinnamon French Toast, gives you a bit of that classic nostalgia. And I love that it's made with real cinnamon bark. It's a comfort flavor, but with benefits and without the sugary drawbacks. There's no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. It's non-GMO, there's no soy, there's no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. But Cachava does provide all the nutrition your body craves in one deliciously simple shake with just two scoops. So treat yourself to a childhood favorite. Go to Cachava.com and use code SPORTS for 15% off your first order. That's Cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com with code SPORTS.
Hi, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. Are you looking for a beach read this summer? May I suggest your big wireless bill? It's got suspense, mystery, a slightly flat emotional arc, and a shocking twist where you realize you've been overpaying the entire time. Fortunately, though, Mint's story is better. Every plan, $15 a month, even unlimited. That's it. Happy ending. Zero tears.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
Speaking of future, I have an idea for an invention that I would like to get in on the ground floor. First of all, I know where the next big wave of 25 years ago, I told my dad, we need to get into the storage unit business. I said, I noticed these things popping up all over town, and it doesn't seem like it costs a lot of money to do anything with them. Yeah, you got to change a light bulb.
Yep.
Keep track of who's in what.
Yep.
You just buy the space. It's passive income. We failed on that. I think the next big thing like that is people are going to want cars made before a certain year. They're not going to want cars that are smart or that have Wi-Fi or that have the ability for you to track the car.
Or electric.
Yes.
Straight up fossil fuels only.
These like 88 Chevy Celebrities, that was my first car. That kind of shit, the stick shifts, the transistor radio.
Yeah, they already stole my 93 Honda Civic.
Cassette, not even a CD, like old car. So I need to get a lot. I might just go to a used car shop and say, I'll buy this whole place in cash right now. I don't have the cash, but if I did, this is where I would be investing it. I would buy an old car. I would buy a used car lot, and I would wait. I would wait for another couple of years once Agenda 2030 hits and we're all data machines and, you know, doing slave work at the fucking data centers. And so my invention is...
Or actual human batteries, like in the Matrix.
My invention is... It's not even an invention, but this is how you would use this technology. These flock cameras, I don't know where they came from. I didn't even know that was a sentence a month ago.
What's a flock camera?
They're putting these up all over every city. You probably have one out your window. And what they're saying, therefore, is for traffic calming purposes.
Have you ever been flocked?
Oh, so yeah. They like get your license plate.
Oh, yeah. They have, you know, some version of that all over New York. You can't, like, there's literally one down the street.
Yeah.
Right, 26 so miles.
What I want to make for a technology invention is some sort of like reflector that you can put on the license plate.
So that actually already exists. So sorry to burst your bubble.
Then I want one.
Okay, so there's a couple of things. But
let me just finish because I don't want you to be able to the flock camera, if it's here, it should not be able to see it. And then a cop's gonna pull you over. So the cop's going to pull you over because you have the reflector. But then once he gets like 50 yards away from you, you can't see the reflector anymore. So basically, I'm asking for the way you enter Wakanda, where it looks like something's not there and then it is. So if it already exists, I want one.
There's a couple of variations of what you want actually out there. There's a spray. That you can put on your license plate. I don't actually have that. If anybody's listening, but you spray your license plate, and when you pass these cameras, it's like blinded. Like the camera is completely blinded by the flash, so it's mostly undetectable. But, you know, if you drive enough from the same area a couple of times, you're going to notice that you're never paying tolls, which is why I don't drive into the city anymore in those congestion pricing zones, because I had to avoid the $9 a day. But yes, there's a spray. There's like a clear kind of frame that goes on top of the license plate. And I know there's another thing, but I forgot what it was. But the spray, I know, is pretty good. The only problem is you just got to reapply it every so often. But yeah, this is just the flat cameras. It's just facial recognition software. Oh, look, that comment came in and it says the same thing. It's like what James Dolan has when you want to walk into MSG. James Dolan has more information than people realize.
I'm on radardetector.org. The Invisiplate and the Veil G5 code.
These are totally illegal, by the way, because, you know, obviously people want tolls and other ways to like track you and find you, but fight the system.
Right. The page can't be found. So if they're illegal, see, I think we're in a day and age now where you got to fight back.
I agree. Sorry, I muted myself because my dog was barking.
I don't think you're going to get like, I would be willing, and I'm testifying right here on internet. I would be willing to get one of these because if they pull me over with it, I'm drawing attention to what's going on. Well, why do you have one of these, sir? Because I live in a surveillance state. Did you hear this story? There was a guy in Wisconsin who was arrested because he kept going up to Michigan for legal weed. But it's not legal here.
No way.
So they were tracking that he kept going to Michigan.
And then they pulled his ass over with the weed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so Wisconsin won't legalize weed. Illinois and Michigan do.
Yeah.
So you're basically being asked to drive over there. And then when you come back, you've got contraband.
Yeah.
That's why if I want the product that I'm chasing, but to do it all on the up and up, I go to happyplacehemp.com. Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off every order. Now, there's also a bill they're trying to take those away from me too. My seltzers. Do not take my seltzers away, government. I'm like fucking January 6th. Look like a fucking, what's that people say? You can't take away my seltzers. So get them.
I'll make January.
At least while you can.
January 14th.
HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code BART.
BART.
25% off. It was 4 years ago yesterday that I got laid off for the first time.
Yeah, being laid off sucks.
We've been doing my.
My unemployment's almost gone.
Yeah, I never got it. My
flock camera.
We've been like me and my mother-in-law and my wife, we keep doing like this day in history of our kid. We send the pictures of like pictures we have on this day in history. And yesterday I had a video of like, hey, it's me and my boy checking in. And he's like, eh. I'm like, I just got laid off an hour ago and I wanted to document it. And he's like, don't take me, daddy. But now he hams it up.
Like the horses when they say action.
Although he's one of these people that has a great, he's one of these people that has a great smile. But if you say smile, he's like, eh.
He'll do the opposite.
He's like, eh. Now, to be fair, his dad and his uncles, we're not good at smiling either.
Mm.
So we've developed a trick that anytime we take a picture, we all start laughing. So we'll be like, because then we get a real smile.
Yeah, smile.
But if you just say smile, we're like, is this what I do with my face?
I'm actually a pretty good smiler since I had
fixed. You're a pretty good smiler.
Yeah.
Put that on your resume. You wouldn't be out of work.
No, I probably would because, you know, the smile is attached to my face, which is attached to my body, which is not an ideal TV, performance and, aesthetics, but it is a still kick-ass smile.
Okay. Let me see it.
So Von Miller's going to the Cowboys.
Yeah. Did you watch any preseason?
I watched three quarters of the Giants and the Vikings just to see really what the team looked like. And honestly, the Giants are, as much as I was bullish coming into this season, man, that fucking third wild card spot prediction that I made, that's going to be a fight because the defense still doing the same dumbass defense things that they did last year where they can't tackle for shit.
Okay, it was a preseason game.
Understood. But the coaches don't know that. The coaches are actually still coaching like they wanted to win. Like Kevin O'Connell was locked in, in the fourth quarter. So, you just want to go in there, get your starters a couple of series, a couple of plays, get out there healthy, and see which one of these bums are going to get cut off of your roster. I think Eric Gray should no longer be a running back for the Giants, but that's just neither here nor there. I'm not going to get into minutia of the X's and O's with this stream here, but this is not a Giants podcast. But yeah, no, I caught a little bit of preseason. I don't buy into Carson Beck a couple weeks ago in the Hall of Fame game, but that's all I saw. We really need real football in a worse way.
I don't know. The preseason doesn't seem as preseason-y as it. I mean, it's been one weekend, but I've turned on some games and I thought they were some good games.
Well, I think you know what it is? For the last, I would say, 5 years or so, maybe even going back longer. I have to get like real data for this to see which one of these teams have like started off slow and whatnot. But like the first 4 or 5 games of the regular season have essentially been the preseason. I do not hear you.
I know. I was using this opportunity to make sure my son wasn't dead.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I just want to
make sure. Gave him chokeable food items.
Oh, yeah. Because I did hear a crackle when you muted. But no, it's all good. And the crackle's gone. In any case, I think more teams are starting to play their starters or at least are going to from what I've seen just in the first week. So they can start the season, on the right foot. Like the Bengals.
There is a crackle now. Is that you? Are you rubbing your microphone?
That's not me at all.
I'm not touching a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but that's not me.
It's absolutely you.
I don't know how.
Well, you got shit all over your head. I'm just sitting here.
Maybe my internet's going out, but everything looks fine. I hear you fine.
Okay.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Keep talking.
I am talking. No.
See?
See, that crackle sounded like it was definitely you. But yeah, listen, preseason. It still sucks, but I think more coaches are going to start taking it seriously. I want you to look at that last comment. Exactly. That's what I wanted you to highlight. The feds are tapping into the stream. That's the crack.
We talked about, and I didn't even bring up whatever happened with Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. Rest in peace. And I definitely heard another something there. We're being tapped into.
Do you hear this?
It still is.
Okay. We're being tapped into live. Hello, I'm Bart Winkler. This is Carlos Ortiz.
That's not my real name.
You can take us to prison. We have little else to do.
Honestly, I might be able to work out more in prison. Like, I've dropped 40 pounds. If I go to prison, I could drop 70.
Yeah. Like, today, wife's at work. I don't leave the house. All we've done is he watched an old Royal Rumble again while I was, like, trying to wake up. And then we played my GM mode in 2K WWE. See, when you're moving, there's noises.
Yeah, so I'm just realizing that now, and I'm trying to figure out why that's the case.
So it was you the whole time.
Yeah, my apologies for blaming you. I'll try to see if I can fix this on the fly.
Anyway, I think I could get a lot more done in prison.
I mean, there are cartel leaders that are, still doing business from prison.
Yeah. Right.
You're not hearing any crackles now, are you?
No, I'm getting an important phone call, but it's going to have to wait.
Okay, well, it must not be that important. I don't know. I turned down my input a little bit just to see if that would help, and supposedly it seems fine.
All right. Again, I've been doing this for 4 years. I know what I'm doing. It's the fault of my guest anytime it fucks up.
I really think the feds are coming.
I do, too. Now I don't think it's your shit anymore. I do think it's the feds. Well, while you're figuring that out, let me give you Bart's breakdowns of some of the college or some of the NFL preseason football that I did watch. I watched the Steelers beat the Packers in a game that seemed like it was all about getting Trey Smack real reps. So that was a suggestion. That was a interesting thing that they did. It seemed like all they wanted to do was get him reps. So that was an accomplishment, I guess. Matt LaFleur at one point was kind of biting his shirt for a field goal. I thought that was very premature and immature. And I think a lot of people don't like how I continue to not just grind Matt LaFleur, but get really nitpicky. And I'd like to reiterate to people, I am quadrupling down. Like, I shit on Matt LaFleur a lot. He still failed to do the things that would get me and others not to shit on him. And then he got an extension. So the extension doesn't mean, oh, I was wrong, I'm going to shit on him less. The extension means the Packers are wrong, and now I need to find ways to shit on him more. So I will nitpick every fucking thing that happens, and I just want people to be aware of it.
I think you should continue this crusade, because when everyone's telling you to be zigging, you should be zagging. And I like the fact that you zag, and because I agree with you. I don't think...
No, people say zig, some zag. I zag. I do a complete third thing.
Don't even know what zogging is.
So yeah, that's why I do it. Everything that I do has to be my way. Even if there's time-tested trials about how to get shit done, I've got to do it my way. It is a flaw that I think it's a blessing, because it's absolutely a flaw.
It's keeping guys like us unemployed. Wait, who just – Jamal Adams already got hurt?
Yeah, didn't they just sign him?
They literally just signed him, and he's done for the season. That's insane.
I feel like that happens once a year to somebody.
Ugh. I didn't – ooh.
Patriots and Colts tied. I think that's always stupid. I don't know.
Well, there's no reason to have overtime in a game that doesn't count. Like,
you know. I know, but just do like a field goal kickoff.
No, just get them out of there. The results don't matter.
What else did I watch some of? I did watch some of the Jets.
Yeah. So, Breece Hall actually pulled his groin a little bit. So if you're a Jets fan, you should be concerned about that, but I don't think
Jalen Daniels, the quarterback out of Kansas, looked pretty good in like a third string role for the Buccaneers.
Sure.
Not to be confused with Jaden Daniels. What is he doing?
Yes. Oh, I'm actually glad we're getting into this one, because the internet is undefeated. So I see a bunch of, well, and for those of you who don't know, Jaden Daniels reportedly, because it's very possible it could be Jaden Daniels' mother who also acts as his agent, sent a cease and desist letter to LSU, his alma mater, because his number five, which is not officially retired by the school, by the way, his number five was given to a sophomore cornerback, and that number was apparently promised to him during recruiting. So, you know, the short end of it is Jaden Daniels is apparently butthurt about his number, which has not been officially retired, was given out to another player. So he's sent to school, a cease and desist with NIL, don't use my name, likeness, image, all that other shit. And then obviously the internet started to take the ball and run with it. So we no longer do high fives. We do fist bumps. You know, can't do that. What other things that I see? If you have the fifth overall pick in fantasy football, you must elect Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
What are some other good ones that would be good? I do love that five pick overall. Or if you don't pick Jaden Daniels in fantasy football with the number fifth overall pick, you will be sued. So please lawyer up if you're going to get, Garrett Wilson, which I don't know why you would want to spend a first round pick on him. But fantasy drafts for this week. Mine's is on Saturday.
It was urgent, turned into a text with more urgency.
Oh, because I did lose you for a bit, and I was scared there for a second.
I lost you.
Oh, okay. I actually strongly believe that we
are. I think it's my internet.
I think we're seriously being tapped by the feds, CIA.
Oh, NSA. For sure. Yeah.
But why? I don't make any money. I can't. I'm not a threat to you people. I can't get a job. My family members are all sick. I can't do anything about it. Leave me alone.
The other thing I was going to say was I retract everything that I have said earlier in this episode. The United States government is among the greatest governments in the history of the world. They are top two, not two.
All thoughts and opinions on this podcast were strictly for entertainment and performance purposes only.
Anyone who follows the words of Bart Winkler should turn themselves in immediately to their local federations.
And the thoughts and statements of Bart Winkler do not directly reflect the opinions of Carlos Ortiz, which is also not his real name.
This message was paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin. Other NFL preseason notes. What else did I watch? I watched some of Panthers Bills. I don't have a lot of feedback there. I watched some of Cowboys Seahawks. And because I did a fantasy thing, and I took Jalen Milroe, and he did jack shit. I've been dipping back into DraftKings and losing my ass.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you're pulling back on the Giants though?
No, I'm still gonna be on the Giants to make the playoffs.
Because it did feel like everyone just decided that the Giants are going to be good this year. And I'm not sure what they're basing that on. Cam Scataboo wants to die. Yes. And Jackson Dart is like, he's like in his enabler for that process.
I think
Scataboo and Jackson Dart think they're filming Jackass or something.
Well, as long as John Harbaugh isn't, you know, Johnny Knoxville, then I guess that's okay. Cam, his career will not extend beyond next season. And I'm totally fine with that. Jackson Dart, on the other hand, is the one that I need you to be healthy. I do want to pull back the national narrative in terms of Jackson Dart being like, you know, this injury prone head case because he's always in the blue tent. He did have to go into the blue tent again this game, but it has nothing to do with what Jackson Dart did. Tyrone Tracy, who was running the running backs, completely whiffed on a block. When Minnesota had blitzed, they disguised it well. So, you know, I give credit to Brian Flores, but Tyrone Tracy completely fucking dropped his block and, you know, a rusher goes scot-free onto Jackson Dart. So he has to hit the tent. He misses a couple plays. He comes back and he throws a beautiful touchdown to Malachi Jones. But, you know, the national narrative that Jackson Dart's always going to live in the concussion protocol and in blue tent, that's not his fault. We need to walk that back a little bit.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he's like if a caveman played football. Scataboo, anyway.
Scataboo, for sure. Listen, I don't – one of my friends is convinced that Scataboo is a league winner, so I'm like, dude, take him first. Take him first. Take him in the first round, please.
In fantasy?
Yeah. This guy's a fucking idiot. He's also the reason we've got rid of keepers this league because I was going to have three of the top 10 players. So and I didn't even win last year, but they've – demolished keepers. Now we're going back to standard redraft league.
Just because you got the right end of the stick.
Because I know how to draft. And here's where the three top 10 was going to be as I buy you time. I drafted Jahmyr Gibbs in the second round because I had him on the turn. I was the last pick last year. So I used Jahmyr Gibbs on my second round pick.
Smart.
Yep. And then I had JSN. I had drafted him in the third round. So that was another top 10 player. So that would have given me a free first round to do whatever the hell I wanted to do because I would have just used my keepers on Gibbs and JSN.
Do you like that, like, no two fantasy leagues are alike? Everyone's league is different. Keepers are different. Yeah, dynasties are different.
I'm not happy about it because I
feel like there should be some standard normalized standard fantasy league. And then also I've seen a lot of people, I think big DraftKings is behind this. I've seen a lot of people just like out of the blue say, is it just me or is fantasy football not it for you this year? I find myself drafting on games and doing single game parlays.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with a season long thing.
Yeah, that's totally a marketing scam.
There certainly are more options, but I'm not in a fantasy league because I'm like fantasy football. I'm in because I've been doing it with these guys for 25 years.
Correct. Yeah, I'm in a fantasy football league because I keep getting recruited by people I know. Pat Boyle, I haven't heard talk to in about a month, just texted me right before the stream saying, hey, you in this year? So that's the reason why I'm doing fantasy football. Not to give, you know, your fucking FanDuel another 10 bucks.
Also, if I do 8 leagues, which I normally do.
Yes, I no longer dip into double digits, by the way. I can't afford it.
I usually win one league and then make the playoffs in 5 or 6. So this is kind of like how I make my money.
It will be this year.
In season-long, $100 entry fantasy leagues. The ROI from time spent to money brought in is not great.
Very little payoff. But now, the bragging rights come in February. You walk like an Egyptian god.
I have another fantasy conundrum for the folks. My friend is in this Premier League soccer fantasy league.
Why?
Where you take a team every week. You can take the team twice. And you have to take the team that wins the most. And then there's different contests for most goals scored, most goals not allowed in the teams you pick. So there's different ways to win money. But they have 20 people, or they have like 22 people, and they only want the league to be 20, like the Premier League.
Oh, God.
So then they were looking for more people to join because in the past they've had to kick 2 people out. They get relegated and can't play until the next year. So the league expanded. They've got a 20-person Champions League and then a 10-person second division. And there were 12 of us new ones this year for whatever reason. And one of the other guys that somehow was recruited, this is a friend I know because our kids went to daycare together. So you never know who knows who. But another first-time entrant in this league is Matt Schneidman, who covers the Packers for The Athletic, who has blocked me on Twitter, and who I have shit on constantly online and on the air. I think he blocked me because I once said his articles are so poorly written, they might as well be published in Crayon. I thought that was a good line. Schneidman got drafted into the top league already. Of course he did. They're probably like, ooh, we're with this fucking celebrity. And then this league is doing a weekly get to know the new guys. Should I, when I'm asked, say, oh, by the way, I don't know him, but I don't like Matt Schneidman and I want him die. I want to take him down.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were going to say, you were very close to saying you want him dead. So I'm glad you kind of walked that back in real time. But yeah, you could go
ahead. Of course I have it.
But yeah,
whenever I'm driving and someone cut, I want that guy dead.
Oh no, oh my god, I don't want to admit this on air, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I can't tell you the amount of people that I've wished AIDS upon for various reasons.
AIDS, wow.
Yes, like not only do I want you to die, but I want you to die a slow, horrible death, just because you went faster than I did in terms of getting on the off ramp.
I wish them AIDS.
Yeah, listen, I didn't say I was proud of it. And I probably will continue to wish random people like.
So should I say like, hey, Bart, what's some things we should know about you? Don't like Matt Schneidman.
That should be in your bio.
I think the league should know that someone in your league has blocked someone else. I didn't block him.
Yeah, no, I would let it be known.
I'm not the aggressor.
Every league, there's someone with a target on their back, whether it's right or wrong. This year, like I just talked about a couple minutes ago, the target is on me. I didn't win the championship, But the rules were literally fucking changed to make sure that I don't have an advantage slash win this league this year.
So, and you're going to take it like a stupid lib.
There's nothing I can do. I don't have the power.
That's what libs say.
I can't do anything about it.
You could protest. You get in the streets for once.
False deaf ears.
What, are you just going to write strongly worded letters and call your senators full voicemail? Oh, yeah, fucking did something.
My plan, other than talk to my congresswoman, is to dominate in pure fashion. From pillar to post, I will be doing what the kids call belt to ass to my league mates and prove to them that no matter what amount of collusion and rule changing that you have, I am fucking far superior intellectually when it comes to American football.
I just got one. That's why I bring it up. An absurd amount of text messages that are spam.
I get at least two a day.
I mean, I got 20 yesterday.
I'm getting more emails lately, and it's all about, like, you know, terrible coded fucking emails about car insurance. Like, hey, click here to get a new car. I'm like, no, unsubscribe me from whatever fucking dark web that you got me from. And Robinhood keeps sending me a Robinhood crypto customer agreement once a month. I don't have a fucking account anymore.
Bart, critical online reset action set for tonight. 6,333 docs locked to remove. Undo it now at this link.
And something called explain it.
Why would I possibly click on that?
Explain it daily. These
texts are so, like, at least make me. Why? What is the point? If they send these texts that are so clearly spam, at least send me something that I'll, like, think to click on. Bart, $6,800 a month posted under your ID. 6 months, Bart. Act fast. Claim it today. TLTQBH.com/6WLSVE.
Yeah. Spammers got too much time, but you know what? Do you know what they also have? Money. And I don't have that. Maybe I should be a scammer.
Bart, an incoming transfer to your account is waiting for August 17. Kindly release it now. Bart, the threesome husband cuck chair porn you ordered has arrived.
That's not spam.
Please log in.
That's
at your convenience.
Sorry to tell you, that's a real email.
How could they have assumed? What are they assuming here?
Knowing who you are, that is a real email. My entry confirmed for New York 5K, 10K half marathon at Flushing. Oh no, that's a real email as well. I am doing a half marathon in November.
You want me to come support you?
No, you don't have to.
The college football rankings are out, which are stupid because they're the same thing every year. Let's put Ohio State and Oregon and Georgia as high as we can. Indiana, who won last year, is only 6.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
BYU always gets somewhere thrown in the teens. Let's throw a couple Big 12 schools in. Let's get as many SEC schools as we can, especially at the bottom. What this means for the shitty fucking Badgers is they don't have a lot of ranked opponents on their schedule. Of course, they open against number 4 Notre Dame at Lambeau. They're at 18 Penn State versus 14 USC. Ugh. And at 22 Iowa. And you don't even care.
No, I don't give one shit. I don't have a team that to root for. So I actually enjoy college football because it's like the only sport that can't let me down unless I'm betting on a particular team that day.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up with the thing I wanted to talk about with you.
So why don't we lead with it?
I'm doing a Marvel rewatch of sorts.
You're not watching the Eternals again?
I watched some. I'll explain. First of all,
I saw it twice. It's terrible.
The latest on Doomsday. It fucking looks bad. The graphics look bad. It looks AI. I don't trust the rationale for Robert Downey Jr. being Dr. Doom.
I never got behind it, but sure.
They seem to be doing this thing where they're like, you've all lived stolen lives. You know, that's my Dr. Doom. You've lived now stolen you must give lives. That I'm okay. I like that premise.
Yes.
Because I think what Marvel needs to do.
They're still using the Kang script for Dr. Doom.
Well, they're already retconning a little with this event, Endgame Encore, which is going to have 7 bonus minutes of content.
Which I am going to ingest as soon as possible.
And I think they should just come out with like a 30-minute Marvel presentation of just fill in some gaps. Like, what has Shang-Chi been doing for 4 years?
Why is he fighting Gambit?
Yeah. So I've been doing a rewatch of things that only matter on Earth 616. So let me explain to you where I'm at in my, because a lot of things get weird in Stage 4. And I think Stage 4 is not as bad as people think.
But there are some absolute doozies in there.
So this is my Marvel Stage 4 and 5 breakdown. Now, I do think, so if you're not into this, leave. That's why I did
it. It was good to see you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. Fred Siegel of Freezing Cold Takes will join us this week.
You probably should have said that before you kicked all the people off the stream.
He's got a book.
/ podcast.
Okay. WandaVision is elite television.
It is so good. There's nothing. I literally would not change anything. I wouldn't change anything. Even what you thought was the Quicksilver cameo, what turned out to just be Ralph, fine.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier is exactly the kind of project that they should be. First of all, whenever they say there's homework, I know Wonder Man got canceled. I don't care if that never connects. I like other things where just the MCU's a backdrop.
Yeah, and I still don't. Did they still give a reason to why season 2 of Wonder Man?
Well, they're pulling back on TV.
All right, that's fair. But it
Falcon and the Winter Soldier brought back Baron Zemo, had a Wakanda element. They talked about the Shield a lot. You met Isaiah Bradley. You had real problems with like the snap was not ignored. It's a good show.
Yes. I wasn't crazy about who they casted as like, you know, the villain, because I couldn't take that little petite redhead with freckles seriously as a super soldier.
You don't like her.
Whatever, sure.
Loki was great.
Loki was fantastic.
Black Widow is a good movie.
It's not a bad movie. Not a bad movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It basically is the tribute that Natasha Romanoff never got in Endgame when she was just killed off.
Shang-Chi is good until it gets stupid.
I actually thought that was one of the bright spots.
I'm not into the Ten Rings. The problem with Marvel is there's too much going on.
Correct.
Like, this is a world where there was an alien invasion and Tony Stark had to fly a nuke through a portal. Otherwise, New York City would be wiped off the map forever. Since then, we've been introduced to wizards, witches, AI overlords, multiverse-level incursions. Oh, also, the Earth is just a feeding ground for a body. There's a giant hand sticking out of the ocean.
There are countless magical artifacts, including Miss Marvel's bands. You know, yeah. There are
a meteorite hit the Earth a million years ago in Wakanda. Oh, but also off the coast of Puerto Rico. And there's just an underwater land.
Yes. Full of vibranium.
Yeah.
And it's not Atlantis.
No. It's Talokan. Which I just watched that last night. And Black Panther Wakanda Forever is a good movie.
It's very good.
And people are always like mad they didn't recast T'Challa, but they made it work.
Yeah, and Shuri's not going to be Black Panther for long, everybody.
She's a good character.
She's okay. My problem was, I think she felt she fit the kind of the man in a chair role too well. if anything, you needed to bump up T'Challa's girlfriend to Black Panther instead of the character that she played. Lupita.
Well, and the other problem is,
I wanted her to be Black Panther if you're going to go that route.
They see, so there was a lot, they call it the MCU.
Yes.
Because Hawkeye has a leading lady and all these other Miss Marvel. Black Panther, there were no other good men to give the Black Panther to.
Right. You weren't going to give it to M'Baku because I think, you know, first of all, he was originally a villain anyway. You know, he was supposed to be Ape-Man, then they walked that back. And I think him being King of Wakanda, you know, how they made it all worked. I think it all worked. I think they just got the I don't have a problem with the fact that, you know, Black Panther is a female. I think they just got the wrong female lead.
Oh, and then there's Skrulls walking around the Earth.
Yes, and there is a super Skrull that literally has all the Avengers power enrolled into one, but no one knows where she is and no one's heard of her since. And Nick Fury just became a complete shell of a human being when he was a badass that was recruiting all of these superheroes with no powers of his own. But all of a sudden, he gets, you know, his balls cut off and his Skrull wife and, like, I don't know. Secret Invasions never should have existed.
I don't know. Like, Sam Wilson should have been in at least a couple of these projects. You couldn't throw him in the Marvels? Anyway.
Fuck, he should have.
Anyway, I watched Black Panther Wakanda Forever last night, and it was a lot better of a movie than I thought it was. I thought it was a good movie, but
from Rip, I thought Black Panther was great.
The reason I say that is because there were like four different times last night where I was like, all right, I'll watch the rest of this later. But I was like, oh, now I'm interested in this part and I'm interested in this part. And
I thought it worked very well. Again, I wish it was the other female lead, but either way, I think the story was well, and you know, they did T'Challa proud. And we'll have T'Challa's son be Black Panther 3, and Denzel Washington will be in that movie for some fucking reason. Because why not?
Okay.
I'm waiting for your other Marvel thoughts.
Yeah, I was thinking if I had more.
All right. Well, good stream, everybody. Bye.
Next week, I'll have my review on Miss Marvel and She-Hulk.
I can let me know when we're doing She-Hulk. I will literally go take a piss.
So they clearly introduced Daredevil and Kingpin, who was fucking shot in the face and survived
and got his eye back and got his eye back. And
they introduced these as variants. They were going to make the Netflix show be a variant.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kingpin, and then they like retconned it all back.
Yeah, because girl Hawkeye was beating the shit out of Kingpin. Kingpin literally smashed a dude's head in a car. Like using a car door. But and
girl Hawkeye
wash up girl
lit him on fire. He was in the explosion, and then Echo shot him in the face. And then he was just like,
well, I'm mayor now.
Vanessa.
Also, can we just give a moment of silence for Vanessa, who I played, I don't know what the Israeli actress's real name is, but she played their role very well, and she's very attractive.
So, thank you, Buck. I said no, Buck. Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you were still here.